Welcome to Triple Your Trading Profits. This is David Jennings, and I also have Stuart McPhee on the line. You there, Stuart?
I am, Dave. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. I'm actually pretty excited about this call because Stuart and I, we haven't teamed up for over 5 years now. I think the last time that we teamed up was when we toured around Australia for the Metastock Secrets, and really we've been doing our own thing for the past few years, and just recently I've had quite a few subscribers contact me, you know, asking me questions about, you know, trading, and I know Stuart has had a huge impact on the way that I approach the markets, and I thought, you know, what a fantastic opportunity to perhaps spend some time with Stuart, and we're planning over the next 5 or 6 weeks in recording a whole set of audios that basically will reveal our best tips and tricks and tactics for trading, insights into how we trade. You know, both Stuart and I are successful traders, and having coached a lot of people as well, we know what it is, those key distinctions that you need to learn to have that tremendous breakthrough. Now, I know Stuart sort of hasn't been in the limelight lately. He's been quietly sort of taking profits from the market, and you'll find that happens quite a lot for successful traders. Once you get that success down, you may not put yourself out in the limelight because you just, you know, why don't I just trade? But with a lot of what I do online and that sort of thing, I've really, I suppose, for lack of a better term, twisted Stuart's arm to jump on some of these audios over the next few weeks coming ahead. And the best thing is, all of this is 100% free. You can tune in and listen on your iPod or whenever you like, because we'll be saving these as MP3 recordings. And we've got some fantastic things planned. So just before, I suppose, we get started into some of the different things that we'll be covering, I just wanted to talk perhaps a little bit about my past, and then also get Stuart, he can sort of introduce himself a little bit more, and just so you can have the confidence to know everything that you're about to hear is coming from a good, solid background. We're not, you know, people who are claiming to be, you know, trading gurus or anything like that, where we're actually out there doing it. It's not like we're just, you know, here's what I do, or what is it, do what I say, not what I do kind of thing. So for me personally, I suppose, when I first got introduced to the market, it was, I'm based in Melbourne, Australia, and I got introduced through a company called, it was actually Daytrader back in the day, and that was sort of in the internet marketing, the internet boom, and everybody seemed to be getting interested in the stock market. And I had a friend at school when I was back at school, and he was, you know, telling me stories about all these stocks that he was buying, and, you know, just about everything that he bought. It almost sounded like it was turning to gold. So I went out and made sure I sought some education, and I came across Daytrader HQ, which later became Home Trader. And that's actually where I met Stu. He was one of the trainers there, and I suppose he was definitely key and instrumental in me developing, you know, my methods for trading the market. And I shifted from there and went and worked for Ord Minnett, which is a large stockbroking firm here in Australia, quite a reputable full-service broker, and I did, you know, quite a lot of stuff for them, and then shifted out, did my Diploma of Financial Markets, and still kept very much in contact with Stuart, where he and I actually did the Metastock Programming Study Guide, which is, you know, a little course that we worked on to take people and their understanding on a particular charting package to the next level. We found, you know, especially spending a lot of time around Home Trader, was a lot of people were, you know, it was almost like a stumbling block for them. They could get all the method for trading down, but when it came to Metastock, they had a hurdle, and we helped them through that. And I suppose that really gave us a fantastic insight into what it takes and what's involved for taking people to the next level in their trading. You know, I'm sure, just like most of the people listening in today, you know, you've probably read all the basics. You know, you've read all the books about trading, and you know, you've heard the old adages, you know, let your profits run, and you know, cut your losses short. We all know those sort of things, but what are the real key distinctions that set, you know, winning traders apart from losing traders? And that's what we sort of came across. And I had a real, I was quite fortunate. I was able to expand my knowledge and learnings by becoming a trainer. It's one thing, I actually became a trainer for Home Trader. It's one thing, you know, to know it, but you really, you know, instill it you know, really ingrain these ideas when you're able to teach someone else. And that was fantastic learning for me. And then after that, after shifting out with them, I brought out a couple of courses, the Trading Secrets Revealed and the Ultimate Trading Systems Package, which I'm sure a few of the listeners might be familiar with. And they can definitely find out a little bit more at freetradingsystems.org if they want to find out a little bit more. And that, from that point, I just went from strength to strength, got published in different journals, things like ChartPoint and Daryl Guppy newsletters and all that sort of thing. And I suppose a couple of years ago, I took a little bit of a selfish route, which was kind of what I hinted at earlier, when you're reaching a certain level of success, it's very easy to focus back in on just what you're doing without, you know, giving back. And I know I've sort of come to some realizations, the importance of the knowledge that you gain, really you do need to pass it on. And as I said, just like with what I'd learned through being a trainer, is by doing that, you really take your understanding to a new level because you're able to teach someone. And even though I'd been focusing in on my own thing, I suppose that's where recently I've really shifted my focus back to, you know, helping as many people as I can. And I know the best way that I can do that, like I'm very good at certain things and I focus in on my strengths, and I'm really good at, you know, I suppose finding the sources of knowledge and then really hooking in and being able to draw all the best learnings out of those sources. And that's, I suppose, part of the reason why I love teaming up with Stu. He's had such a huge impact on my trading and just the way that I approach things. And we always, you know, have a fantastic sort of rapport, having worked with each other in the past. So I'm so glad that I could get Stuart on board. And I thought, obviously, I know a little bit about Stuart's past, but I feel like I'm going to be just like listening in like some of the listeners today, just to find out a little bit more about Stuart and how he came to be where he is, and what's pretty much, I think Stuart really has a unique ability, and I'll make sure that I can draw that out of him as we go. But Stu, if you're there, I'd be keen to find out, you know, how you got started in trading, or what it was for you that, you know, started things the way you are, and how you've sort of, what you've been doing over the past 5 years, especially considering, I suppose, you know, we haven't really teamed up for the past 5 years, so it's been a little while.
Sure, Dave, thanks. Well, I guess one of your questions there was where I got interested, and I think it was a stage where my wife and I had saved some money, and it was the obvious thing that we wanted to do something with that money, and I guess putting it into the market was one of those options that we considered. But then it gets back to the, like anything new, it's, well, you know, it's all very well and good to have the intent to do that, but it was a matter of finding out how to do it and how to do it best. So I guess that's where it started with us, was, you know, we had some money lying around and we wanted to do something with that. So I guess we then looked at all the companies on the exchange, and I get, you know, that really starts off, well, you know, which companies do you invest in and what do you do? And it was really a big scary marketplace, I guess, and I really didn't know what to do. So I guess that's where it started. You know, we had some money and wanted to put it aside. And then it really just started from there. And, you know, got to the buying books and picking up an occasional magazine, and I found magazines to be good value for money, and, you know, pick up one every month and read some articles and just pick up piece by piece and learn about the market and where to put your money.
Yeah, I'm curious then, how was it, I suppose, that you started to formulate a methodology? Because I know, especially on the internet, you just get bombarded these days. You just get bombarded with every new offer and opportunity and trading method springing up. And sounds like you drew from quite a lot of different sources. How was it that you started to formulate the method that you trade the market today?
Sure. Yeah, well, I guess it was just like you. We joined that company to, you know, I was one of your trainers, but before that I was a member myself and learning off them. And my wife and I went along to a free introductory seminar. We learned about what they did. They talk about a structured plan or methodology for trading and how it was important to learn about analysis and how to manage risk and to have the right discipline and approach to trading. That's when it really probably dawned on me that this was probably a little bit more effort than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, there was some work to be done on our behalf. So, you know, we paid for the course and undertook all the training, and that's when it became perfectly clear, and reading some of the books that they advised, that's when it became clear that this wasn't just something that you had a little crack at here and there. It was something you really had to make a committed effort towards and learn and develop a plan or a methodology and really the time and effort to doing it. So that's when it dawned upon me. And then I guess you look at all the books that are available and you read some really good books, and it's clear in those books that there is a lot of work to do to learn to trade well.
It's funny though, because you know, we know that there's a lot of work involved and there's so much material out there. It's everybody really wants to know, well, how can you get, you know, the right source, because you get bombarded and you know, there's so much information overload. There are those few fundamentals in place. What was it sort of that for you especially that resonated with everything that you were learning at Home Trader and you know, through your own learning? I suppose what I'm trying to get at here is I know you have a plan. What is it that made you realise that, you know, planning is so important?
Well, I guess you could stem back to my previous experience in the military, where everything you did, you developed a plan and everyone followed that plan, and that ensured that we, you know, worked towards the common goal, the goal we were working towards. It was also reading all these books that they all just said, you need to develop your own methodology, you need to place that methodology in a plan and stick to that plan. Engaging the market or buying and selling just off a whim and just gut feeling just isn't going to work for you. It might bring you short-term success, but we don't want short-term success. We want consistent long-term success over an extended period of time. So it was quite clear early on that you did need to develop a methodology. You did need to structure that in a plan and have that plan, so and work with that plan.
It's funny you say that, because I think that's one of the things that I can tell that really sets you apart from so many of the other traders that I know, and also potential traders who come on board who go, okay, I want to be a success. The real massive key that I see that you bring to the table that a lot of other people struggle with is all those learnings that you got from the army. I really feel like, you know, with through the planning and the importance of having a plan in place and the discipline and things like that. I know you sort of mentioned you went to the army, but you, from what I know, you were involved in the army for many years, and I'm curious to know what sort of insights that you gained while in the army that almost cross over to trading. I know obviously they almost seem worlds apart, but there are so many subtleties and similarities between, you know, trading and some of the methodology that you'd learn at the army as well.
Exactly. They may seem worlds apart, as you say, and that's understandable, but I tell you, there's an amazing amount of crossover and similarities and parallels between trading and being in a military environment. Right from the start, as you know, I was a full-time army officer. I was in the army for 10 years. Right back to first days of training, it was all about instilling discipline in you and following a plan in whatever you did. The thing with discipline is it just makes you do what has to be done, whether you want to do it or not. It's doing the right thing, whether that makes you feel comfortable or not. And I guess I probably didn't at the time when I started to get involved in the markets, I really didn't appreciate how valuable my experience was going to be when I started trading. I didn't realise that. I look back on it now and it really placed me in great stead.
Yeah. But
at the time, I really didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate that discipline was really going to help me a lot, because I am a very disciplined person from my background. I didn't realise that it helped me so much. And I didn't realise a simple thing like having a plan to undertake an activity, which we just took as just that's just the way you did it, I didn't realise that also would be so valuable when it came to trading, because I was just very used to having a plan in whatever I did. And guess what? Trading, you absolutely need a plan. So it was just second nature for me to just, you know, develop a methodology and to put that into a plan, you know, a set of steps for me to follow. It was just very logical for me to do that.
Yeah, it almost makes me feel like you really got, even though sort of you got interested in the market back when you first, you know, thought, okay, this is something that you want to do with your wife, you'd mentioned, but even before that, it's almost like your training for trading started back in the
army. Exactly, and you're exactly right. And as I said, I didn't even realise that at the time. I didn't appreciate how much that would help me, but it certainly has helped me, and I don't, you know, I wouldn't swap that experience for anything, but you're right. At the time, I didn't appreciate it, but it really did, as I said, just things that I consider second nature, like being disciplined and doing what has to be done, and having a plan to undertake things, you know, I just didn't realise how important those that would be.
And I think one thing that I think is really important is having the tools and methods and strategies to implement and make sure that you have the discipline and planning in place. Because obviously the army, I know it's a finely oiled machine, you know, for lack of a better metaphor, that they've tweaked it, I imagine, on, you know, just about every facet to make sure it's the most efficient system that they've got. And I'm imagining, you know, there's a lot of learnings that you have from that background that most traders don't have. And again, it's, we all know the statistics. What is it, 99% of traders or 95% of all traders lose all of their capital within, I don't know, the first 12 months or something. There's a variety of different statistics floating around. But most people,
sure.
The fact is, most people lose money in the market. And what is it, do you think, you mentioned the discipline and the planning. Do you think they are the keys that have separated you as a successful trader? There are other elements, or are they the key? Or
yeah, probably no. There's probably other things, but you'd be hard pressed to find two more important things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm often asked when I do workshops and coaching, I'm often asked, you know, what are the most important character attributes? And again, I think you'd be hard pressed to find one that is more important than being disciplined.
Yeah.
You know, we can say that being patient is important, or being confident, or being decisive, and all these other things, but I think they all come back also to being disciplined.
Yeah.
And doing what is right, doing what has to be done whether you want to or not. So, and you cannot, you know, you cannot overstate how important having a plan is. And again, as I mentioned, it was just second nature for me to have a plan in whatever we did, because that's the way you did it. And, you know, the Australian Army has been around since 1901. It has a long history of doing things and doing them well. So, you know, you talk about going over things, and it's all about trial and error.
Yeah.
And over 100 plus years of history, we do so many certain things, and you learn as you go along, and as you said, refine things, and that's just part and parcel of what you do every day.
I think that's what I'm most looking forward to over this audio series, is the fact that I'm going to be able to draw out, you know, all that trial and error that you've done, and you taking what you've learned in the army and then implementing it into a trading system that enables you to extract profits from the market where most people don't, is, you know, it's all well and good for us to talk about how important discipline and planning is, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts over these next 6 weeks. Look, I've got plans for the questions. I'm going to be asking the hard questions to get the answers and draw that out of you. I suppose the real thing, the question then, I suppose, is, you know, I can ask these questions and get, you know, the answers that everybody needs to take their trading to the next level. But, you know, do you believe that trading can be taught? Is it something that, you know, can people learn? Or is it, you know, you've had the benefit of obviously getting all that training. Without that training, can someone still be successful? Or
No doubt. I mean, No doubt at all. Is a simple answer to your question.
Yeah.
You know, the principles, I guess, the time-tested principles and rules and methods that work in trading are very, very simple concepts. There's nothing terribly complicated about, you know, buying something at a price, setting a stop loss below that price and having a trail. There's nothing very difficult about that.
Mm.
I guess the difficulty comes back to having the right mindset to make sure that we stick to that plan and we're committed to that plan and we follow that plan through to the end. That's the real, I guess that's probably the greatest challenge that people have when trading. Those sorts of attributes, you know, are able to be enhanced within people through certain, you know, training and learning and developing and maturing. That's just, you know, I think we're all, the vast majority of people are capable of those attributes and developing those attributes. Probably, as you say, and make it quite clear, you know, I've had the benefit of going through a very rigid training program that's brought those things out of me, but I think that's, you know, we're able to do that with most people, I would say.
Yeah. And you have been coaching, so I know you obviously went through the army training, and then beyond that you got interested in shares, and then you started training as well. What's been happening beyond that, like over the past few years? I know you brought out a fantastic book, Trading in a Nutshell, but what else has been going on?
Yep, so the Trading in a Nutshell, which is now in its second edition. Doing a lot of other things, you know, personal coaching, do a lot of one-on-one coaching. The last few years I've been spending some time in Southeast Asia, visiting Singapore and Malaysia and Vietnam, running workshops and doing one-on-one coaching. I've been invited to a series of trading expos this year where I've been presenting in those countries, Singapore, Malaysia, Ho Chi Minh City and Vietnam. I've been very fortunate to be invited at the end of November to go to China to speak at an expo there where they're expecting thousands of people. Again, in Thailand in January, I've been invited to speak at an expo. So doing all sorts of different things, obviously trading my own account quite actively, doing the occasional coaching. I speak, you know, have done the trading expo circuit, I guess, throughout Australia, throughout the cities. Haven't done that for a couple of years or so, but
yeah.
All good, just doing bits and pieces, and
it's
all good fun. It's all a great experience, that's for sure.
And have you ever, I suppose, done anything quite like, I suppose, what we're planning to do over the next 6 weeks? And also I'll talk about something that we've got planned for mid-November, but have you ever had the opportunity, I suppose, to, I know you have run these different seminars and things like that, but the things that we're going to cover over the next 6 weeks, some of this material, I know, hasn't been covered before. Is this, like, some of this is quite, you know, I'm almost getting to draw it out of you, or do you think a lot of what we're going over is, you know, the same old, or?
No, I think you're doing a good job of drawing some stuff out of me, and I know we've had discussions over the years, and yeah. You seem to ask, you know, some good questions that I guess perhaps a lot of people don't ask because they don't know to ask, but, you know, I do have my website and I have my book, but, you know, when we're just talking like this, I think it's very relaxed and informal, and you can just talk about certain things that I probably
would
normally say.
Out of you.
I guess in a way that is true. I do enjoy talking about this stuff, as you know, and you know, just over a cup of coffee or just over this. It's all good fun. Trading is a great challenge, and it's a fantastic challenge. On the surface, it seems really easy. You know, all we have to do is buy and sell, and you know, I know I was as naive as anybody when I first started, and it just seems so easy on the surface, but you get into it and you realise how easy it isn't, and how it's going to be a bit of effort, and you're really going to have to make a commitment to it. So, no, I really haven't done anything like this. In fact, I'm excited about it. I think it's great.
I know some of the topics that we talked about, I'm excited to find out a little bit about. You've done you know, some fantastic putting out a body of work, and you have hinted at it before, where you talk about the three M's of trading, and I know we're going to go into more detail about those, but the three M's, perhaps you can tell us maybe just a little bit about what the three M's of trading are.
Sure, look, three M's really just makes it easier to remember.
Yeah.
It's just a simple, I guess, simple model. The three M's are the mindset, which is commonly referred to as psychology, the psychology of trading. Anyone who's traded for 5 minutes has heard someone mention psychology and how important it is. So I call that the mindset. the methodology, the system, the entry rules we use to enter our trades, and then there's the money management or risk management. So they're the three M's: mindset, method, and money.
I know one thing that I am looking forward to as well, when you mentioned the method is some of the things that we'll be covering. You know, I want to find out specifically what are some entry and exit signals and criteria that you use. Everybody's interested in that, and I know
it's
very important to have the mindset down, and also the money management's extremely important. And to a certain extent, even though people say one, psychology's, makes up, I think Van Tharp talks about it making up 60%, whereas your money management makes up 40% and the method makes up 10%, with that in mind, you still need some entry criteria. So I'm looking forward to find out. Obviously, it's a smaller part, but you still have to have something. And it's that big question, well, what do you actually use? And I know I've already mapped out some questions I'm going to ask.
Sure, and I have no problems talking about it, because I don't think there's any great secret.
Yeah.
We all know, there's no silver bullet, there's no magic trading system that gets it right every time. It's just time-tested concepts and principles that work, and that's what I use, and I don't try to complicate things. And funny you should talk about the three M's and, the method, and the amazing thing is that how many people spend a disproportionate amount of time on those three areas.
Mm.
And again, it's a very natural thing to do. I think when we first start trading, we think the first step in the process is to enter a trade. So we immediately think of our methodology.
Yeah.
And developing that entry system. What ends up happening is we spend the vast majority of time working on that and almost subconsciously trying to find that perfect entry system that's never going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because, our whole focus is on making money. I mean, that's why we trade. So the idea of a losing trade doesn't sit well with us initially, because that doesn't help us make money. The mindset is the last thing we consider, because on the surface we think trading's easy.
Yeah.
So we think that's really can't be that important, and I'll be fine, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I suppose most traders fail, and there's a few other key distinctions I know you have as to why traders fail, and we're going to cover that in the audios, and I want to talk about, the characteristics of top traders, another key thing, absolutely key, that I think most people don't spend enough attention on is, focusing in on time. Time is almost, as a whole concept, can be broken down into some little parts. Perhaps even you can give the, people an idea of, some of the things that we'll be covering. Why is time so important?
Sure, it is really important, and it's really important for two reasons. The first one is probably how much time people have to actually commit to their trading. There's a whole different ranges of trading styles we can develop, be a long-term sort of investor/trader, a medium-term trader, perhaps a short-term, even very, very short-term intraday, very leveraged products, trading foreign exchange or some leveraged product futures and the like. So they're very different trading styles, very, very different. And one of the deciding factors almost on whether you can trade any of those, there are others, but one of them is actually time, because trading a very short-term system or methodology demands a lot of time off you. And if you simply don't have that time available based on all the other things that we have in our lives today, and I don't know about you, but I've never been busy, and I think that's probably a common sentiment amongst people. So, with all the other things we're doing in our lives, and if you work full time and you're a businessman or you work 60 hours a week, you probably just don't have the time to commit to a very short term or, type style.
Mm.
Well, guess what? That's just not going to work for you then. So automatically you can rule yourself out of certain trading styles simply because you don't have the time. The other thing is, we'll talk about why traders, fail or make some bad decisions. A very simple way of looking at this, or a very simple item in that, is not selecting appropriate stops or exits.
Mm.
So you and I know the importance of exiting at the right time, but a lot of people don't select the right exit for the type of trading style. So I remember when I first started trading and undertaking all these courses, I remember learning a more medium-term trading style where you follow peaks and troughs and the like, and the stops that they were recommending were really, really tight. So what that meant was you were never going to enjoy a medium-term trend, because your stop was always going to get you out within a week of Because in medium-term uptrends, stocks go up and they go down. You just hope the ups, you know, we achieve higher peaks and higher troughs. The stops were so tight that they were right in amongst the actual price activity. So you're always going to get stopped out. So
it's almost whipsawed. That's what people to get whipsawed, you know, in and out of trade.
Exactly. And then they look at the stock 2 months later and guess where it is? It's up another 25%. And they go, why did I get out?
And you get that feeling, because I know even the listeners that have that feeling, you know, when you've bought a stock and it's almost like you sell out, and it's like the stock knows. It's like, you know.
Of course, it does know. It happens all the time. But, you know, with the medium term, just to get back to that, so if you adopt a medium term, again, time, if you adopt a medium term style, you need to set your exit accordingly and get it way out of the pricing, trading range activity so you are able to experience and enjoy a medium term uptrend, which of course may last 3, 4, 5, 6 months. The way equity markets have been performing recently, that's been incredibly common. So again, that time frame, that determines what type of exits you use. Exits are so important, as we'll talk about. So it really does play a pivotal role in you know, achieving success, and that's what we're about.
And I'm so looking forward to delving into that in more detail. You can see, even just with a few of the things that we're covering in there, this is, especially considering the audio series that we're putting out, it's going to be 100% free, so you definitely want to make sure you tune in for that. But I think another little thing that I have planned as well, I want to set up a form so that anyone listening in can submit specific trading questions and say, you know, I'm having trouble with this, I'm having trouble with that.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, good idea.
Help. And I think the listeners all almost get to lead the direction that we go, and hopefully, to a certain extent, like you said, sometimes traders don't know the questions to ask to get the answer they need, which is where I come into it. But then also they might have questions as well where they can, you know, almost through me get direct contact to you and then get the
that'd be good,
the answers that they need. And so that's what we've got planned over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and I'll make sure I'll be sending some different emails and also links once we've recorded each of the audios. I suppose the whole reason we're putting this together, there's a few different reasons. We're putting out this fantastic content so people can really get a feel for what it takes to become a successful trader, and hopefully even get that breakthrough that they need. And, you know, I'm not going to hide the fact as well that Stu and I, we've got actually a seminar that we're looking at running in mid-November in Melbourne, Australia. Now, I don't have too many of the details just yet. We're still sort of in talks about where it's going to be and what exactly the content's going to be. A lot of what we learn through people submitting questions and that is really going to guide the way that we run this seminar. Now, where obviously we want to provide as much fantastic, good, free content so you guys can sit there and go, yeah, look, like, if this is what they're happy to talk about now, I can only imagine what's going to be covered in the seminar. And obviously I don't want to turn this into any sort of sales pitch, so I'll just leave it there, but make sure you stay tuned because we've got some really exciting things planned for that seminar. I think, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on, Stu, or we can...
No, that's been good. It's good to have a chat. I'm looking forward to it.
It's really great. Yeah, I feel like for this, as you can sort of listen to or notice, this really is just an introductory thing to let you know exactly what's going on, give you a little bit of a sneak peek, and that way you can start to think. I think everyone who's listening, the thing I'd like you to do most and take away from this is over the next week or so, just spend some time reflecting on your current trading and think, you know, what are the biggest questions that I have? If I could sit in front of Stu and ask him any question on trading, what question would it be, and how much of a, you know, an impact would that have on my trading if I could get the answers I needed to take me to a next level? And I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to submit these questions, and then we'll get you the answers that you need. So just like to, again, thank Stu for jumping on the call today.
You're very welcome. No, it's good.
And, thanks for all the listeners. And this is like an audio put together by TripleTradingProfits.com. Thanks again, and look forward to talking to you soon.